Good afternoon. Today I want to talk about failure. Not dramatic failure. Not explosions. Quiet failure. The kind that happens when nothing technically breaks and yet everything stops working. Last time, we talked about scaffolds. Temporary supports that help structure form. Today we go one step deeper. Because something subtle happens once structure exists. Failure starts operating at two different levels. And confusing them causes endless misunderstanding. Let me start with a simple example. Imagine a car. If the engine falls out, that's obvious failure. The car is broken. But now imagine the engine works perfectly and the steering wheel is disconnected. Nothing broke physically. All the parts are fine. But the organization failed. The car is useless. That distinction matters. Here's the key idea for today. Objects fail by breaking. Organizations fail by losing coordination. Physics mostly talks about the first kind. Life, minds, societies, they live or die by the second. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, a very expensive satellite failed. Not because anything shattered. Not because a component melted. Two subsystems used different units. They were perfectly engineered, just not aligned. The satellite obeyed physics all the way into the atmosphere. And then it was gone. That was not a law of physics failure. That was an organizational failure. This is why we need two kinds of elimination. The first kind you already know. If something violates physics, it cannot exist. End of story. But the second kind is harsher. If something can exist but cannot stay coordinated, it disappears just as thoroughly. Think of a marching band. Every musician can play. Every instrument works. But if timing slips, the band collapses into noise. No laws were broken. No instruments failed. The organization died. This is where people get confused. They say things like, if the laws allow it, why doesn't it persist? Because the laws don't protect coordination. They only protect possibility. Let me say that again, slowly. Physical law decides what may exist. Organization decides what can endure. Here's another example. You can build a tower of blocks. Physics allows it. But the taller it gets, the more ways coordination can fail. A small misalignment near the bottom destroys everything above it. That's not gravity being cruel. That's organization being fragile. Now comes an important warning. When people see organized systems surviving, they often say, it must be trying. Or, it must be optimized. Or, it must have a purpose. No. It must simply be good at not falling apart. Purpose is what survival looks like from the outside. Here's the really important turn. At first, elimination is external. Structures fail when the world pushes on them. But eventually, the cost of failure becomes too high. At that point, systems begin to monitor themselves. They detect misalignment. They suppress runaway errors. They correct internally. Failure moves inside. That's not intelligence yet. That's not planning. That's damage control. And damage control is the first sign that organization has become serious. So if you take one thing away from today, let it be this. Don't confuse breaking with failing. Most of the time, what disappears from the universe doesn't explode. It quietly loses the ability to hold itself together. And then it's gone. Next time, we'll talk about something unsettling. Once organization exists, the past starts to matter. Not philosophically. Structurally. History stops being optional. That's where memory begins. See you next class.